Good morning, everyone. Have you ever walked in complete darkness? Maybe not on a mountain, so to speak, but somewhere with no streetlights, just you and the unknown and the weight of uncertainty. You hear the crunch of gravel underfoot, the rustling of trees, and just the eerie silence. Then suddenly, the sky shifts. The sun rises, golden light breaks over the horizon, and everything is transformed. This is what Peter, James, and John experienced in today's gospel. They climbed the mountain with Jesus, tired, unsure, then boom, Jesus' face shines like the sun, his clothes a dazzling white, and Moses and Elijah appear. The ordinary is shattered, and for a brief moment, they see the world as it truly is. But before the mountain came doubt. Now, Jesus had just told his disciples he would suffer and die. Imagine their fear, their confusion. Abram, from our first reading, who becomes Abraham, felt something similar. God promised him descendants as numerous as the stars. But Abraham saw only emptiness. No children, just silence. Maybe you've been there too, waiting for an answer, for healing, longing for peace. But nothing seems to change. You wonder, is God even listening to me? Waiting is hard. Darkness is definitely unsettling. But here's the truth. God does his best work in the dark. Jesus knew his disciples needed hope. He showed them his glory so that later, when the suffering came, they would remember. And we all have these mountaintop moments. These times when God feels really close, like he's right here standing beside us. But we don't live on the mountaintop. Life pulls us back into the valley. And that's why Jesus gives us the Eucharist. At every Mass, the transfiguration happens, if you think about it. Bread and wine, ordinary and familiar, become Christ himself, not as symbols, but truly Jesus, in what we call transubstantiation. Now, we may not see dazzling light, but in faith, we see his glory. The same Jesus who shone in the mountain comes to us on the altar, not in blinding radiance, but in the quiet, hidden beauty of the Eucharist. Now, the good news today is this. Jesus didn't reveal his glory for himself. He revealed it to show us what's possible for us too, for all of us. The transfiguration wasn't just proof that Jesus is God. It was a preview of the future. We weren't made for fear or despair. We were made for glory, God's glory. Even though that we're not there yet, God is leading us there, and he nourishes us for the journey with his own body and blood, the Eucharist. Now, just like the disciples, we will face suffering. We will face doubt. There'll be moments of darkness in our life, but we're never alone. He walks with us, feeds us, and strengthens us. Now think back to a moment when you truly felt God's presence with you. Maybe it was an answered prayer, an unexpected joy in your life, or just the peace of the Eucharist. Now, where in our lives do we feel like we're still in the dark? I'm sure we all have those little moments. And where is God asking us to trust him, even when we can't just see the whole picture? The question is, will we keep climbing? Will we trust that the light is coming. This Lent, today, let's seek God's light. Spend time in prayer, even if it feels silent, like God isn't talking to you. Reach out to someone who is struggling. Come to the Eucharist with expectation. Because the truth is, we don't have to wait until heaven to see God's glory. He's revealing it to us now, if we're paying attention. Now, St. Augustine said, God is always trying to give us good things, but our hands are always too full to receive them. This Lent, let's empty our hands, open our hearts, and climb the mountain with Jesus to receive what he wants to give us. And when darkness comes, and it will, let's remember the light is real. It will come. The glory is real. And Jesus is leading us toward it, feeding us all along the way. Amen.